Okay, we're starting with the Mishnah on Kavchet Amubet. Okay, we've learned this already, but we'll go through it again just as an intro to our shir. There's a lot of really interesting things in the daf. Hopefully we'll have time to cover them all. Ha'ish madir et bino benazir, ve'ein ha'isha maderet et bina benazir. Okay, so a man can turn his son into a nazir, but a woman cannot turn her son into a nazir. Okay, notice they don't mention daughters here at all. And they only mention that the father can do it, not the mother. Now, we've seen things where the father has chuyo, like to marry off the daughter that the mother doesn't. Okay, but yet we'll see the Gemara still asks, why is this the case, that only the father and not the mother? And the Gemara is also going to ask why the sons and not the daughters. Ketzad, gile hoshe gechu krovav, micha hoshe michu krovav. Okay, so now, if he shaves, or, right, which a Nazir is not allowed to do, or the Krovim shave him. We're going to deal with this today also, why this is the case, okay, which seems strange. Right, some people say it's only when the father died, then the Krovim can shave his head and show that we don't want this kid to be a Nazir. Other people say, no, it's even if the father's alive, if the Krovim show, the relatives show that we don't want this guy to be a Nazir, then he's not a Nazir. Okay? So either gileach u gechu krovav, or micha u michu krovav, or they just say, we disagree. So then he's not a nazir. I tell u behemah mufreshet. What if he set aside already? Okay, so now the krovim canceled it, or he canceled it, or something happened. And there was already a behemah mufreshet. This is an old story already, right? We know this. If he had already separated the animal, then if he separated for the chatat, then it will die. The ola that he separated will go and be an olat nedava, and the shlamim will be a shlamim nedava, and they're only for yom chad, like nizirut, but not like nizirut, that you don't bring bread with it. Hayulo ma'ot stumin, if he just had put aside money without specifying what the money, which korban it was going to go for, then all of them yiplu l'nedava, and that we said either halacha l'moshe m'Sinai based on Rabbi Yochanan's interpretation, or according to Rish Lakish, l'chol nidrehem l'chol nidvotam, something like that, that any neder becomes a nedava. Ma'od mufurashim, let's say he specified money specifically. So again, Dmei Chatat Yechulu Yam HaMelech, they can't be sacrificed, so you have to send them to Yam HaMelech, because the Dmei Chatat, in general, Chatat Tamud, in this case, it'll go to Yam HaMelech. Lo Nehenim V'lo Mo'alim, right? You can't get benefit from them, which was a machlok at whether that's Doraita or Dorabanan. V'lo Mo'alim. There's no Din Me'ila, because they can't ever be brought as a korban, so there's no Din Me'ila. Dmei Ola Yaviu Ola Umo'alim Lahem, since they can be brought as a sacrifice, right? They become an Olat Nedava, not Olat Nazir. And then there's Dimi Ila, because they're going to be a Korban, and they're Kodshe Kodshim, as opposed to the Dmei Shlamim, which is Kodshim Chalim, and therefore there's no Dimi Ila. Dmei Shlamim Yaviu Shlamim and Echalim Liyamacha V'en Antunim Lachem, like we explained before. Okay, now the Gemara is going to have an explanation as to why this is. Okay, so Ish In Avali Shalo. Okay, so a father can do this, but a mother can't. My taima. Now we're going to have the same type of machloket, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, halacha hi benazir. Very simple answer. It's a masoret. It's a halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. And that's why. And the halacha l'moshe m'Sinai came down that it's father yes, mother no. Period. Ein amal daber. I often come to class and I say it would be interesting to search if Rabbi Yochanan, who holds this halacha u benazir in a bunch of different things, holds this in many places and gives this type of answer, like halacha l'moshe m'Sinai, you know. So it happens, I looked up, I did a search for Rabbi Yochanan and halacha, or halacha hi, or, you know, some, and the only things that came up are all by nazir. He says it in a bunch of cases. We're going to see one in the Samach Vav maybe, and there's one in Sota, and everything is only halacha hi benazir. He had this thing about Nazir specifically, it's not across the board. He doesn't do it in any other situation. So finally I had a chance. I looked it up. Okay. So now, V'yochanan says, Halachai b'Nazir, V'Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rish Lakish. Okay, we're still with Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish doesn't buy into this. Halacha l'moshe m'Sinai. He says, it's K'dei l'chanchob b'mitzvot. Okay, now this is very interesting. Well, the more so in the context of all the negativity we've seen about Nidarim and Naziru, etc., what we're going to see here is that this here we have the flip approach, which we talked about, that there were different approaches. And this approach is saying to teach your son to be a Nazir is a very positive thing. It teaches him boundaries, you know, pre-shoot, right?
And then, control.
Right, self-control. Although in a sense, it's a little anti-self-control because it's saying you don't have enough self-control. You have to have a Nedir or a Nizirut to kind of have self-control. But yeah, it's teaching him, you know, to keep limits, to put limits on the Torah, to add siyag. So it's dafka a good thing, kedei lechanecho b'mitzvot, and therefore, right, what are we going to say? So therefore, it's the father's obligation on the son. Okay? So now the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? Ihachi afilu ishanami. A mother's also chayav in chinuch. Okay? So kasavar, ish chayav lechanech b'no b'mitzvot, ve'ein aisha chayavet lechanech et b'na. Okay, now, this statement, first of all, there's a whole issue about this. We've seen this before, about whether a mother is chayav in chinuch or not. And it comes up in other sugyot. Okay, it comes up by Yom Kippur, about teaching your kids, Inyana Diyoma, about teaching your kids to fast. Okay? No, that's the next thing about the daughters. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. But anyway, some of the Mefarshim say here that we're not talking about din chinuch in general. The chiyuv to this is a different din chinuch. This is chinuch of prishut. Right? It's a chinuch of make boundaries, right, that don't exist, right? Create your own, okay? That is only an obligation on the father. Whereas regular chinuch of mitzvot would be an obligation on the mother also. But this particular type of thing is just on the father, okay? Why this particular thing, right, is a good question. But those who don't want to take this state, this Gemara, and assume that what we mean is that women aren't, right? Some people say very simply, that's the machlok of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Are women chayav and chinuch yiladim, or are they not? And that's very simple. The Rish Lakish says, no, they're not chayavim, and that's why women are excluded. Rabbi Yochanan says, they are chayavot, but this isn't din chinuch. This is something else. This is just a halacha l'moshe m'sinai. But other people say, no. Even Rish Lakish agrees that women are chayavot, just they're not chayavot in this mitzvah of chinuch. Okay? Because this is not a mitzvah, right? This isn't a... Women are chayav when there's an obligation in a Torah to do a mitzvah. Women are chayav l'chanech their children. But when it's not something that's written in the Torah, it never says in the Torah, you have to be a Nazir, right? It's good to teach your kids to do that. So that's a different thing. Okay, we're going to say the same thing, by the way, for the next thing, about whether it includes your daughters or not. Okay, it's going to be the same distinction. So basically what's going to happen now in the Gemara is the Gemara is going to go through a whole list of questions on Rish Lakish. They're going to say that all sorts of details don't make sense with your theory. Okay, if your theory is that this is chinuch, so we're going to have a problem with A, B, C, D, and E, or I don't remember how many, but there's a lot of them. Again, there's no question on Rabbi Yochanan, because as soon as you say halacha l'moshe m'sinai, well, no questions. The point is, the halacha l'moshe m'sinai was taught to us this way, and it had these details involved, and you can't ask questions because there's no rhyme or reason necessarily that we know about, right? So therefore, we just do it as is. Bishlama the Rabbi Yochanan to Amar halacha hi b'nazir. Tulahachi, because of this, bino in bito lo. It's just the sons and not the daughters. Ella l'Rish Lakish afilu bito, right? Why wouldn't the daughters be excluded? Especially if we're saying Nazir in the Torah says isha isha, right? Either one could be a Nazir, so why would you make any distinction? Kasavar, so he must hold, again, bino chayav l'chancho, bito eno chayav l'choncha. Okay, this is where it comes up by Yom Kippur. This is a big problem because we all know that kids, a year before their bar mitzvah, are already supposed to fast, right? Maybe we don't all know this, but kids a year before their bar and bat mitzvah are supposed to fast, meaning chinuch. So, in the sugya there in Yoma, it becomes very clear that girls are chayavot, just like boys are in din chinuch of Yom Kippur. So that seems to contradict what the Gemara is saying here, where girls are not chayav, we're not chayav lechoncha, you don't have to teach your girls din chinuch. So again, you could say that it's only, right, when it comes to mitzvah mido, right, yes, you have to, but when it's a reshut, you need to be a nazir, that's a separate thing, and then you don't have to teach your girls, okay? I was thinking about, you know, there's all those apologetics that say that women aren't chayav in mitzvah asa shazman grama because they don't need them, and you know, that you could, this would be a good sugya to show, they don't need the nizi root. In other words, they can create their own boundaries very nicely, you know? I'm not exactly into those opinions, but anyway, I thought it was worthwhile to mention here. Bishlamala Rabbi Yochanan da Amar Halachi Hi Benazir, Ahachi Benazirut in Benedarim Lo. This is why it's a specific unique halacha that the father can make a son into a Nazir, but he can't be Madir his child in general. Ela L'Rish Lakish Afilu Nedarim Nami. Okay, but for Rish Lakish, it should include even Nedarim. If the father wants to teach the kid boundaries, so he should also be allowed to be Madir his son anything and say, if you don't do this, then you won't be able to eat any fruits, you know, or something like that. He should be able to do a Nedarim. So now, as opposed to the other cases where it was clear it was only the fathers and not the daughters, the fathers and not the mothers, and the sons and not the daughters, here we're going to see that no. Actually, just because it says it by Nazirut and not by Nedarim doesn't mean that it doesn't mean he can't do it by Nedarim. He can also do it by Nedarim. And therefore he says, Lo Mebaya Kamar. Remember this structure, Lo Mebaya? It doesn't even need to say it. Right? So, Lo Mebaya Ben Nedarim De Late Lane Nivul. When it comes to Nedarim, this is going to be an interesting statement. When it comes to Nedarim, there's no Nivul. We saw the Nivul yesterday, right, with the shaving your head, that it's a little disgusting, right, to have to do this. So when there's nothing disgusting like that, or some people say the Nivul is Dafka, not that, it's the Prishut, the having to refrain from drinking wine. By the way, it's interesting, right? We're talking about a child not drinking wine, okay? But you have to think, in those days, wine was the main drink. That's what they drank all the time. I don't know how much kids drank wine and got drunk. I don't know. But, you know, their wine was probably weaker than our wines, or maybe, I don't know. But it seems that kids are drinking wine, because lately, Nivul, most of them are fresh and explained, meaning he doesn't, right? It's because you're prohibited from drinking wine. Ela afilu benizirute ilay Nivul, afilu hachi chayav lechancho. So even though this is something that's very either difficult, it's unclear exactly what this word Nivul means. It usually means despicable, but here it doesn't exactly mean that. But either it's the shaving of the head, or it's the fact that you can't drink wine. Now, why would not drinking wine be worse than not eating fruit, right? Or let's say, right, any neder is also not eating something, not refraining from something, which could be also Nivul. So why is the Gemara assuming that? So one of the explanations I saw explained that when it comes to a neder, usually it's dependent on something. It's saying, if you don't do this, then all the fruits will be forbidden for you. But you can very easily just do, I mean, depending on how easily it is, whatever the condition is, but you can do that thing, and then the fruits won't be forbidden for you. Whereas Nazir, there's no way out. You're a Nazir. It's not like it's conditioned upon something, that if you do something, then you won't be a Nazir. So that's an explanation I saw as to why Nedarim wouldn't have Nivul, but Nizirut would. Okay, if you assume, again, if you say the Nivul is shaving the hair, then it's very easy, because Nedarim don't have that aspect. But most of the Mefreshim seem to think the Nivul is not the shaving the hair, it's the not being able to drink wine, in which case it becomes a little more difficult. Unless you want to say that wine is different than other things. You know, there's like a hierarchy of what's more difficult. Then again, you have to wonder, kids were drinking all this wine? I don't know. Okay. Bishlam ala Rabbi Yochanan da Amar halachi hi benazir. Again, we keep going with more questions. Hainu dekatane micha o shemichu krovav. If you say it's halacha l'moshe misinai, then again, we learn that if he wants to, right, it's halacha l'moshe misinai that gives the details. What are the details? If he wants to just, you know, go against what his father said, or his relatives want to. Ella, so that's just the way we learned it. Ella, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rish Lakish, kol kamidehom krovim, damrina lo letigre meri mitzvot. In other words, if the whole idea is lechancho b'mitzvot, he or his relatives could come along and say, well, I'm not interested. And what do you mean? Like, the whole idea was to teach a mitzvot. So how can they just come along and contradict the father and just say, oh, we're not interested? So here's a really interesting answer, which could be explained in many different ways. I'll suggest a few. Kasavar kol chinuch de lo chashiv lo nichale. Okay, this is a really interesting line. You can take this into a lot of places in terms of chinuch of your children. Okay, first of all, there's a nusach issue. Some people say it's kol chinuch de achshave. Okay, from the lashon of chashiv bizyo. Wait, I have to remember the, like, they have the word bizayon in there, that it's a bizayon. Okay, and therefore lo nichale. In other words, if it's a bizayon, then we don't do it. So the word bizayon doesn't appear in the text of the Gemara, but in Rashi, in the Rosh, in Tosfot, they all have the word bizayon in there somewhere. Now, either they think the word bizayon belongs here, or they had the text that said bizayon. Okay, so now What are possible interpretations? So one interpretation is to say that if the relatives don't want him to do it, then he's put in an awkward position because he's between his parents and his relatives, and his relatives are pushing him not to do it, and in the end he might be over on the Nizirut, and then Adif that he won't have the Nizirut. We don't want to put him in a place where he's torn between people pulling at him, trying to tell him what to do. Which is very interesting, and it shows also the family structure of relatives. You know, the question is how distant are the relatives to be able to be moche, and you know what their influence is here. Another way of saying it is, since this is dafka something that has bizayon, right? Like shaving your hair is ichs, right? Like nobody wants to have to shave their whole head, and because of that, if the relatives are against it, then we don't make him do it. In other words, since there's reasons to say yes or no, right? You could also go back to saying it's nizirut bichlal. Should you, right? It's this whole issue of what were our approaches to nizirut. Is it a positive thing? Is it a negative thing? And because there's two sides, and because this kid has two different things pulling at him, so it's not appropriate to make him do it if against, you know, the other people. What I was thinking of is there's also one other way of reading it, which is that if you're trying to be mechanech your kid to do something that is against what other, it puts him in a difficult position because of, you know, now you could go all the way and say peer pressure, but this clearly isn't peer pressure. This is relative pressure, right? It's grown-ups. And you're putting your kid in a very difficult position. And when you're taking something that's, again, going back to what we've said all along, that this isn't halacha, this is something extra. And, you know, you should think twice before putting them in that position where they're going to be struggling between trying to figure out what's the right thing to do or whether, you know, they want to be doing this or not. And you have to consider all the other factors involved. Like here's some of the first we're talking about. There's bizayon involved or, you know, or the nivul about not drinking wine. And that you have to consider societal factors into play when you're pushing your kid to do something. I thought it was a very interesting thing to say. Okay, Bishlama the Rabbi Yochanan de Amar Halachi Hibenazir, Mishum Hachi Megalech Ba'Avid Hakafa. Okay, now we didn't really talk about this too much. I can't remember if we made mention of it at some point, but the Nazir has to shave all of his head, including his peot. Now it's usher to shave your peot. So how could he shave his whole head, right? Why does he do it? Because it's a mitzvah d'oraita. The mitzvah d'oraita, just like Yibum, right? You're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, but Yibum comes and tells you, right, Ate ase v'decha lo tase. Here also, the ase of Giluach is docha de lo tase af hakafat harosh. But if you're saying that this isn't, that this is just midin chinuch, well, chinuch is a mitzvah midorabanan. So how could you have your son shave his peyot? That's an isra midoraita. El Rabbi Yossi, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rishakit, Kedeh l'chachol v'mitzvot ha-kavet ha-kafa. Right, so how could he do that? So what do they answer? Kasavar hakafat kol harosh midrabanan. What does that mean? He holds that while shaving off your peot is doraita, if you would actually, what does that mean? It means shaving your peot when you didn't shave your whole head. But if you were to shave your whole head, including your peot, that's not asur midoraita. That the isur midoraita is only shaving your peot when you still have hair on your head. But just to shave your peot, you know, if you're shaving your entire head, including your peot, that's not an isra midoraita. Now, they're going to list a whole bunch of things now. It's going to be the same structure. They're going to ask this question. How could it, if you're not an isra midoraita, how could you be over on a mitzvah doraita or some isra midoraita? And the answer is going to constantly be, oh, he holds us to Rabbanan. Now, I think all of these cases, I saw at least most of them, I think all of them appear somewhere else in Shas that there's a machloket about whether it's doraita or Rabbanan. So they're basically saying, he sides on the side. And what's interesting about it is, in almost all the cases, we don't paskin like that opinion, though. We paskin that they're doraita. But there is an opinion that says midrabanan. So when we're stuck with a question, we're going to answer it and say, oh, it must be, it's only midrabanan. So now how does it work? So if it's midrabanan, and then there's chinuch midrabanan, right? So you have a kapak kolarosh as an isra midrabanan. And chinuch is a chiyuv midrabanan. Va'ate chinuch derabanan, v'dache hakafa derabanan. Okay, so then the mitzvah derabanan of chinuch is going to override the mitzvah derabanan of the isra derabanan of hakafa. Bishlama Rabbi Yochanan de'amar halachahi b'nazir, ahachi megalech maite korban. Ela Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina, amarish lachish, kedeh lachan cho b'mitzvah, haka maite chulin la'azara. is how could you bring a korban? We've talked about this before. If you're not chayav a korban, midoraita, so how can you bring a korban midorabanan? There is no such thing as a korban midorabanan, right? Korbanot are only midoraita. So how could you bring something that midoraita is chulin into the azara? Right? We're basically saying that midorabanan is causing a chiyuv korban. So midoraita is not chayav korban. Midoraita, this korban is chulin. How could you bring a chulin azara? Right, right. Only the chatap, because all the others you could say is a nedava. Okay. Exactly. So kasavar chulim ba'azara lav da'oraita. You could say that bringing chulim la'azara is not midoraita. There's a whole machloket here. What are we talking about? Is it the bringing in? Is it the shechita? Is it the zrika dam? Right. Remember we talked about all the different pula of the korban. Is it the burning of it? Okay. So some of the mefreshim say that obviously the burning of it and the zrikat dam, which are the main pu'ulot, right? Shechita is different. Remember shechita? A zar can do shechita. We learned that in Yoma. So like it doesn't have to be done by a kohen. It's already of a different caliber. So maybe the shechita is not d'oraita, but the zrikat dam and the strefa is clearly the hakrava on the mizbech is clearly d'oraita. So how could you say that? So some of the mefreshim say no. So what would happen? The shechita and all that would be okay because it's only d'rabbanan. And then when you sprinkle the blood, you kind of, I didn't 100% understand this answer, but you kind of say it's just like mayim I'm throwing on the mizbech. And like you have in mind that like, oh, well, if I'm not supposed to do, you know, it's just mayim I'm throwing. And the eitzim and the burning of it, you just say it's eitzim. It's l'shem eitzim, which I'm not exactly sure what that means. And it's more of, I think the question's better than the answer, but they somehow say that those pe'ulot somehow you can explain in some other way. And therefore, you wouldn't be over the d'oraita of doing chulin bazar. And it is so hard for them to believe that you could actually sacrifice korban and do this rikatan midoraita, it's okay. But it's a tough answer because it's not exactly clear what exactly they mean.
Okay.
Yeah. The question's better than the answer, which is how can you really say the chulin bazara is not midoraita? So some people really think it's not, and that really you could say it's not. But other people say it's very hard to believe that everything, you know, all the stages, maybe just the shechita and the earlier bringing it into the azara and shechting it is only midorabana, and the later stuff you could somehow answer up somehow. Okay. Bishlama la Rabbi Yochanan damar halachi ben Nazir ahachi ki mitame. Right, what happens when he's mitame? Maite korban siporin. Remember, he brings the birds. The achel kohen malika. Okay, there's a special mitzvah by a chatat of a bird that instead of shechting it, you use your pinky or your thumb. I thought it was your thumb. Yeah. I think maybe you're confusing kmitza.
The kmitza
is with your pink. Right. Well, the kmitza is more with your middle fingers, actually. But it's with your middle three fingers and your outside. Right. Anyway, I think the malika is done with your thumb. And right, your thumbnail. And that would be they would basically shecht it with their thumbnail. And it's a special halacha by chatat ha'of that it's done with malika. So now, generally, right, you'd have to shecht it with a knife, right, on the neck. So if you're chay of a korban chata midoraita, then you do it with malika. Right? You're eating a nevela because it wasn't shechted properly. It's only when there's a special mitzvah midoraita to do malika are you allowed to. But again, here, you're not chay of midoraita. So what do they answer? Kasavar ka Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda de'ein shechita la'of min ha'Torah b'chulim ba'azar alav midoraita. In other words, again, what would he say? In terms of bringing the Tziporim into the Azara, well, that's not midoraita, so don't worry about that. And in terms of doing Malika, you don't have to worry about that either. Because when Shechita is midoraita and Isra Nevela, that's on an animal. But on a bird, since a bird is not an animal, so the Chiyuv Shechita is only midorabanan and not midoraita. So now they're going to say, wait, the Savar Rabbi Yossi Hachi, what did they say? That Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina holds like Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Okay? So now, who holds the Ein Shechita la'of min ha'Torah and Kulam Azara la'av midoraita? So now we want to say, does Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda really hold that way? V'hatanya Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda omer, minayin l'chatat ha'of shiba ala safek. Okay, now we're going to have a whole bright It's a whole separate issue. This, even though I just said that you have to bring a korban vadai, right? There's two cases where you can bring a korban misafek. One is, or two types of korbanot that can be brought misafek. One is an asham talui. We've learned this before, that if you do, let's say you eat something that's safek chelev, safek shuman, you don't know if you ate the chelev or not. So kol od, you don't, as long as you don't know, what do? You bring an asham talui, which means it's a special korban. Normally, you're supposed to bring a chatat if you really ate the chelev. But as long as you don't know, you bring a separate korban that's called an asham talui, that's if you maybe did an avera, right? You're suffic whether you did something. It's a special korban meant for sveiko. That's called an asham talui. In addition, let's say you have a baby, and the baby dies, and you're not sure if it was a nefel or a ben kayama. So you're supposed to bring a korban yoledet for having a baby, but you don't know if this baby was actually a baby or not. So we're going to learn now that in this case, you're allowed to bring, the women bring a chatat, they bring the kinim, right, the achal olav, achal chatat, the chatat of. Okay, we're going to talk specifically about this chatat of, because again, the ola you can always bring as an ola nedava. It's the chatat that's the issue. So she's allowed to bring a chatat of misafek. Okay, but we're going to see that there's one minor difference, la halacha, about this sapek chatada of that she brings. So that's what they're going to talk about here.
I don't understand
Yeah. You're only supposed to bring a korban if your baby was a ben kayama. In other words, it was a full-term baby. Not, remember we talked about women don't always know if they're, but in the end, the baby didn't make it. Okay?
The baby died.
Right, the baby died. So the question is, does she bring it or not?
So if it was born prematurely, that's the...
We don't know if it was born prematurely. That's the whole thing. I guess if we don't know if it was a... We don't know. Was it a baby that was supposed to make it and something happened on the outside? Or... Right, 7 months is okay. A premature 7 months is okay, and a 9 months is okay. It's the 8 month that they thought was... So the question is, right, how long was the baby in? Was it in for 8 months, or was it in for 7 months, or was it in for 9 months? Right, so there's a baby's born, they're not sure exactly.
Okay.
That's how I understand this, okay. The case.
Okay.
I'm not mistaking something, but I think that's right. Right, she has a miscarriage. So the question is, right, I guess, could be even a miscarriage before the baby's born. And then the question is,
could it have been a
miscarriage? Could it have been, right,
okay,
was it considered that you're a yoledet or not?
Right, was it a fetus?
Right. Right, it's a good question. I don't know exactly how it comes out, what the exact details are. Right. No, it's relevant. It's good to know. I don't know 100% exactly the scenario. But now we have, so minayim l'chatata of shiba ala safek. How do you know that you can bring a chatata of like this misafek? How do we know that that's allowed? Right, the asham taloi, it says in the Torah, right, you're supposed to bring an asham taloi. It doesn't say by yoledet, if you're a safek, you bring it anyway. Right, so how do we know that this is the law? So now they're going to make a lima from a pasuk. They're asking actually two questions, even though they really sounds like one. Minayim lechatata of shiva l'safek she'enan echelet. So now they're already telling you where we're going to get to at the end. Now, number one, even though this isn't exactly expressed this way, really the question is, number one, how do you know that you can even bring this chatat ola misafek? And number two, even when you bring it, though, there's one difference in halacha, which is the kohanim can't eat it. Normally, the kohanim eat the basar of the chatat. This chatat, the kohanim are not allowed to eat. So now they want to know, where do we know all this from? So they're going to start step by step. Talmud lomar, v'hazav et zavo, lazachar v'lanakeva. Okay, this is a pasuk. The whole pasuk reads like this. It's in Bayukra Tefav. V'adava b'nidata, v'hazav et zavo, lazachar v'lanakeva, v'l'ish asher yishkav im t'me'a. What does it compare in this pasuk? The zachar and the nekeva, when it's talking about the zav. Okay, that's what they're going to say here, basically. So what are they going to do with this? Makish nekeva lezachar. Ma zachar mebi korban ala vadai. Ach nekeva mebiat korban ala vadai. Uma zachar mebi ala safek. Ach nekeva mebi ala safek. Okay, here's a strange limu, because what they're saying is the asham taloi relates to a zachar, and the yoledet case, this chatara of misafek, relates to the nekeva. Okay? Because generally, the main case you have a chatat safek, right, chatat of misafek would be this yoledet case. So that's why they're calling that nekeva. And even though the asham taloi is a general asham that can go on anybody who does, right, if a man or a woman eats Safek Shuman, Safek Chelev, they'd have to bring this Asham Taloi. But they're kind of using the Zachar as like a typical case, whereas the Nekeva is this unique case of Yoledet. Okay? So it's not 100% that it's only Zachar. Okay, so what they're saying is, since we have an Asham Taloi for a Zachar, or for anybody for that matter, since it says La Zachar Vela Nekeva, we're going to learn that what applies to a Zachar, that he can bring this Korban Misafek. Also, we're going to apply to the Nekeva that she can also bring a Korban Misafek if she's a Yoledet. Okay, this is one of those good drashot that must have come after they knew the halacha. They're just trying to connect it to a pasuk, because otherwise it's somewhat difficult. Uma zachar mimin shu mevi alav adai, mevi alav safek. Just like with a zachar, when he brings an asham taloi, okay, the chatat comes from a behema, and also the asham taloi comes from a behema. Okay, now it happens they're different behemot, but right, I think they bring an ayo for the asham taloi, and the chatat would be either a sirizim or right sirizim l'chatat. We always say that in our event, and or a kifsa. So just like it's the same mean of a behema, so af nekeva mimin she mivia la vadai mivia la safek. So just like she would bring birds, she also brings a bird for the safek. Now ima zachar mevi korban v'ne'echal. So then you might think, just like the asham telo, he gets eaten by the kohanim, af nekeva mivia korban v'ne'echal. So now how are we going to learn? No, amar telo ima marta bezachar shekein isur chad. There's one difference. What's the difference? The Zachar has only one Isur. What's the Isur? What are we talking about? Chulim Bazar, right? In other words, if you're bringing something in the end, by the way, we've talked about this before, but I'll repeat it. If in the end you find out that you definitely ate Chelev, then you have to bring a Korban Chatat. Your Asham Taloi doesn't help you be entirely Mechupar. Okay? You still, in other words, what does it do? It tides you over. It gives you kapara in the meantime until you figure out the details. Now, you may never figure out the details, in which case your Asham Taloi resolves it. But if you find out later, then you actually have to bring a chata vada. But now they're going to say, so bizachar yeshisur chad, that if in the end you really didn't bring it, you really didn't need to bring it, turns out it really was shuman, well then you brought chulin lazar. Tomar v'nekeva sheshnei isurin. Okay, now what is the shnei isurin? So the Gemara immediately asks. My shnei isurim, what do we assume it must be? Lav isurin nevela v'chulim ba'azara. It must be the isur of the nevela, that you're doing the malika instead of the shechita, because you have to do the malika by the oath, and the chulim ba'azara, in which case, what do you see here? This was all Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And what did he right say before? That all those things, both the malika and the chulim ba'azara, are only drabanan. So how could they say that those are the two Isurim, right? Which seems to be Isur Daraita. So they're going to answer no. Matkifla Rav Acha B'Reid Rav Ika V'Dilma Mechayev Alei Mishum Dimitchazei Ketrein Isurim Midorabanan. In other words, Shnei Isurim doesn't have to mean that Shnei Isurim Midoraita. You could say, because there's two Isurim Midorabanan, because of that, they don't allow you to eat it. In other words, it doesn't necessarily have to mean that it's all Midoraita, and that's how we answer it, that still Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda could hold its Drabanan, in which case we're going to say that it's Drabanan. And again, as I said before, all these issues, there's machlokot about them. Are they Doraita? Are they Drabanan? Okay. Now we're going to go back to, that was the whole, right, that was a long slew. I didn't count how many. I wanted to chart it out, but I didn't have a chance. But this is a whole slew of questions on Rish Lakish Shita. Right, Rabbi Yochanan was very easy to answer all the time. Halacha ibn Asir and resolved. What did you want to say, Shoshana?
It was just funny they went through this whole song and dance just to ask this question on Rabbi Yossi about
Rabbi Yehuda. Yeah,
that he was actually Dorban and Doraita. I was like waiting for the punchline.
And there really is no punchline. Right. You're saying right? There is no punchline here. Okay. But in the end, we right. So what have we done?
This whole story,
right.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Sorry.
So the main point is there's still machlok at Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish. Okay. Although what I did point out to you is that most of these things that they answer up for Rish Lakish are opinions that we don't hold by. Okay. Like there's no mitzvah chinuch for the mother, or you don't have to do chinuch for the daughter, or you know, or the chulim ba'azara and the malika. So most of them. In general, we paskin against it. So it's interesting. If you want a punchline and a bottom line, it seems to strengthen Rabbi Yochanan's opinion. Okay. Now they want to say, although they're not done with Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, Lema Kitanai. Maybe we should say that the machloka between them is a machloka Tanaim. Abba time adirat b'no b'nazir, ad sheyavish shtei se'arot, divrei Rebbe. Okay, so you have to bring shtei se'arot, right? Simanim b'bagrut, okay, usually around 13 and two se'arot. That's when you could do it until that age. After that age, can't do it anymore. Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda omer, ad sheyagia lo'onat nidarim. Okay, which we're going to see later, I'll already tell you. The assumption is we're talking about a year before. Around the age of 12 is an age when a son can understand the concept of taking upon a neder, upon himself. Okay, we're going to see it's called mufla hasamuch li'ish. Okay, because mufli lindor neder nazir, right? A hafla'az, he can make an expression that means something. Okay, so he can have a significant expression. And he's samuch li'ish, right? He's almost a gadol. And therefore, we can take seriously what he says. So Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says, only until that point. Because at that point, the kid's in charge of his own nidarim, even though he's not bar mitzvah yet. This, by the way, supports the theory that you can see in many places in Shas, that for chinuch, there's different, right? We have all bar mitzvah. Once you're bar mitzvah, you're chayev in mitzvah. But it seems that according to in the Gemara, the times of the Gemara, that wasn't the case. There were different mitzvot that the kids would take upon at different stages. At certain stages, they were ready for this, they would do that. At other stages, they were ready for something else, they would do that. It wasn't like one day, boom, now you're chayav, yesterday you weren't. Okay, but it was more of depending on the situation, right? There were some things, like you have to sit in the sukkah as soon as you stop calling your mother. You know, when you don't like call your mom at night, say ima ima, then you're already chayav in sukkah. Mm-hmm. It's because you could sleep without your mother, because obviously the mother wasn't sleeping in the sukkah, right? So there's
exactly
what was that? Okay. So anyway, there's all different ages. So like we saw with Yom Kippur, it's a year before, right? It's not necessarily that year. But then the question is, right? Is it midin chinuch? Is it midin midoraita? Then it's a big question. Okay. So, my love tonight, so doesn't this match our issue? Why? De Rebbe Savar Halacha Hi Benazir. Va'af agav dehigi alo not nedarim. Madru le va'azil adamaita shtei sarot. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda damar ad shegi alo not nedarim. Savar kadeh lechancho b'mitzvot. V'kema denafik mirashute tu lo mechayev. Let's start backwards. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, right, it's actually... Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who says it in the name of Rish Lakish. I feel like there must be some nusach problem here, because right, it's confusing, because there was Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who said in the name of Rish Lakish. Then we brought in the he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds this issue. Then we brought in the bright with Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. But I think I read something also earlier in the sugya. There's also some Shinui and Rishcho. There's a little bit of a problem about which Rabbi Yossi, but let's just assume we're talking about Rish Lakish here. The Rish Lakish who holds it, Kedei L'chancho B'mitzvot, says, well, as soon as the kid is old enough to know how to do it himself, well, then you don't have Din Chinuch anymore. So that's going to be a year before, basically, this Mufla Samuch L'ish. But, according to Rebbe, we're going to say, oh, well, Halacha U'Benazir, right? So then, it's just going to go by a random, right? We're going to say, it's Shtei Saro, that's Bagrut. Even though the kid already, a year before, can already do his own Nadar. So now they're going to say no. Yeah, but Kevin, did I read to the end? Kedei l'chankobus, Kevin never reshute tu lo mechayev, right? Okay. So now they're going to say, Amre lo. No. Dekule alma halacha hi benazir. Now we're going to explain this machloka between Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Oh, that's why it's saying Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda. Sorry, I got confused here. Sorry, that was my confusion. Here we're saying the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda here holds like the Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina there. That was my fault. There's no problem with the Nusach here. It's earlier, fine. What I saw earlier, there was a discussion about the Shinui Nusach. There was a bit of a thing. Here it's actually totally fine. It was my confusion. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda is the one who appears in this bright test. So we're talking about this Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda. Whether he holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, who holds like Rish Lakish. Okay, so now we're going to say, no. To Kulei Alma, we're going to explain two ways. Either we're going to say both according to Rabbi Yochanan and both according to Rish Lakish. So, first we're going to start with Rabbi Yochanan. Kulei alma halacha hi benazir. V'hacha, what's the machloka between Rabbi and Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda? B'mufla hasamuch l'ish kamipalge. Rabbi savar mufla samuch l'ish jirabana. This issue, mufla samuch l'ish, is only a halacha mi jirabana. V'ati de'oraita v'dachya jirabana. Okay? So what's going to happen? He says, it's not really de'oraita. It's a halacha l'mosh misinai. It's really when a kid reaches the age of 12, he can make his own nidarim. But comes the halacha l'mosh mi Sinai, the halacha ibn nazir, that the father can be madir the son, turn him into a nazir, and that's going to override and say, oh, it's only going to be from age 13. Because that's very simple. We can say halacha l'mosh misinai, and it overrides. So it's not really d'oraita, but we talked about the halacha l'mosh misinai is a little bit in between d'oraita and d'rabban, and it's stronger than d'rabban. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Much l'samach l'ish d'oraita. Okay, and therefore, that's going to be more important than this halacha l'mosh misinai. It's a matter of, right, math problems, right? What's greater than what? Okay, so the 12 is going to override, and therefore, at age 12 already, the father can't do it for the son. Okay, that's one way of reading it. Second way of reading it is, V'bayit ema d'kulei alma k'dei l'chancho b'mitzvah. Everyone agrees, this is Rish Lakish, that it's to teach a mitzvah. Okay, so now what do we have? We have chinuch d'rabbanan, and we have mufla samach l'ishes d'rabbanan. So Rebbe Savar, ata chinuch d'rabbanan, v'dache mufla samach l'ish d'rabbanan. Okay, so we have a d'rabbanan of chinuch, okay, and chinuch is we're going to allow the father to do for the son. Mm-hmm. Even if the son is already 12 and at the age where he can do it, we're going to allow him between the ages of 12 and 13, to take his d'rabbanan mitzvah of chinuch and override this mufla samach l'ish. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Tamar ad shigilo nat nedarim, kasavar lo ati chinuch d'rabbanan v'dachim mufla samach l'ish. Okay, he's going to say, no, the d'rabbanan mufla samach l'ish is stronger than the d'rabbanan of chinuch. Midin chinuch, the father can do it until age 12, but once the kid's age 12, he doesn't need it anymore. Okay, now we're going to say, so now we tried to say this is a machloka tana'im, right, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and we say, no, we can't do that. But now what we're going to do is we brought this braita about Rebbe and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, arguing about, is it shtei sa'arot, or is it mufla samach l'ish? And now we're ad shigilo nata nederim. We're going to say that machloka tana'im is just like another machloka tana'im that we see. There's two other tana'im that argued about the same thing as them. In other words, we're off of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish right now, but we're going to show another machloka tana'im. Lema hane tanai ki hane tanai. But these tanaim are like these tanaim. Titania, ma'asebi Rabbi Chanina, shehidiro aviv bin Nazir. Okay, his father made him into a Nazir, Rabbi Chanina. Veheviu lifnei Rabban Gamliel. They brought him in front of Rabban Gamliel. Vahaya Rabban Gamliel bodko, leida imevi shtei sa'arot im lohevi. Okay, the Tanakhama's opinion is, now there's going to be a machloka, we've seen this before, about what actually happened in this situation. We had a case like this not long ago, right? So he's going to check, and did he have shtei sa'arot or not? So obviously that's holding like Rebbe, who says it's shtei sa'arot, it's the gil at which the father is no longer allowed. Rabbi Yossi Omer, leida imigia lo, not nidarim imla. This is a different Rabbi Yossi. This is just Stam Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says that it was to check, did he get to the onat ha-nidarim or not? Right? There was a machloket about what Rabban Gamliel was checking. Because he thinks, like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, that it's onat nidarim. Now we're just going to see what happens in the story. Amar lo Rebbe, al titzte'er lebodkeni. Okay, comes a little Rabbi Chanina. Okay, well, obviously wasn't Rabbi Chanina at the time. And he says, don't waste your time checking me, right? You can imagine this kid did not want to be checked and he was trying to just get out of it, right? Anyway, that's not the way he reads it. Okay, Rabban Gamliel reads it. Al titzte'er lebodkeni im katanani. Don't bother checking me. Why? Because im katanani ehyeh b'shvil abba. Im gadolani ehyeh b'shvil atzmi. Think of some situation that happened once that my son wanted to get out of doing a chidon, and there was some kid who really wanted to be in it. So he said, oh, it's okay, you can be in it. Like, I'll let you. Yeah, there were like 10 kids that were allowed in, and he made the cut, and this kid didn't, and he was crying, and he said, you can have my place instead of me. And the Rosh Yeshiva, like, was amazed by him, you know, and it was clear he just didn't want to get out of, like, studying for the next shlav of the chidon. And hopefully forgive me for mentioning this story on tape. But it was a good story. So anyway, what does he say? Im katanani ehyeh b'shvil abba. Im gadolani ehyeh b'shvil atzmi. That's, if I'm a katan, so my father will have made me the nazir. And if I'm a gadol, then I'll do it for myself. Amar Rabban Gamliel u'nishako rosho. Amar muvtachani b'zeh shemoreh halacha b'Yisrael. Okay, and that's, wow, I'm so impressed with you. You're going to be a moreh halacha. Amru lo hayu yamim mo'atim. Okay, the main difference between that story and my son's story is, in the end, this guy has to be a Nazir. In other words, he obviously took on himself much more. It's like the opposite. right, as opposed to trying to get out of something. And that's why he's so galuting. I was kind of joking about that. Maybe he didn't want to be checked. But really, he took upon himself something very serious, and therefore he became, you know, Ad Shoeh HaRa'ah Yisrael. Okay, so we'll stop here, because then it continues, and we'll go on with this tomorrow.
This is the old Midah Rabbanan, he says.
So if that's a good question, because if
it was his father obligating him, it would be, and it was Lashon Kishon's Shita.
Right. Then he would be right.
It would be different kind of involved,
I guess.
So
right.
Like, if he.
Well, halacha l'moshe misina isn't 100% d'oraita. It's like in between.
It's
a good question. What's the tokef of this nizirut? It's a good question. Right. I mean, the question is, what's the relevance? Because in the end, you'd still do all the korbanot, because we already said that all the issue of the korbanot. But it's a good question. What? Right. What would be the tokef of the nizirut?
Started at 12 and three quarters and became 13 when he finished.
Right, that's also a good question. Right, like all those questions of Svirat HaOmer, and you, right. Right. Right, if you start Svirat HaOmer when you're a katan, right, that's a good question. If you start your nizirut before and then. But I assume it's the, you know, key of lilin dor neder nazir. I think a lot of it has to do with the hafla'ah and the taking it upon yourself. So I would think that if you started it in a certain way, it would continue in that way, it would seem to me.
But who would bring the korban out?
But whose responsibility is it? From whose?
Well,
does the
still be like?
I assume the father, right? The kid's not financially independent at the age of 13.
Right. Man.